Well, the first thing of all is you got to have a roof over your head. You've got to have your utilities. You've got to have food. The rest of the stuff, the clothes, are dirt cheap to go to a thrift store. Food you can really economize on quite a bit. But you cut out, like, cable. We can't afford cable. Gym memberships. Nails done? Are you kidding? You cut out a lot of stuff. You have to have shelter. We're too old to be homeless.
Yes, I'm experiencing that because I'm a student at Chico State, and all I get is like government assistance, and I spent about half of the amount I get in rent.
It means I don't have freedom to do a lot of things I would like to do, but I can still go to school and raise kids.
I mean, it's a worry every month. You know, you pay at the beginning of the month, by the end of the month, you're stressed about how you're going to pay it again. It's a never-ending cycle.
It makes it hard to keep up with regular bills and, like, repairs that your kids may do because you're spending so much on just the rent and what you need to keep it going. It's hard to keep it nice.
Definitely cut down on things that we don't necessarily need, like what do we cut down on? Clothes, entertainment for sure. That's about it, yeah.
So I take advantages of utility reductions because I receive food stamps for my two children, so, and food banks to make my food stamps last longer, and you know, in Southern California, I had a lot more options than in Northern California. There is not as much assistance up here as there is down there. So stressful, years off my life. I mean, stress kills. And so, you know, financial stress is the biggest one. So especially being a single mom and, you know, working and going to school full time, it's more stress that I don't need.
Needs and wants. You got to separate the two. It's made me have to take jobs that were physically detrimental to my body. I worked in construction and equipment and concrete my whole life, so I've had to work in a way that, you know, wore me out sooner than I'd wanted to.
So I pay $850 for a three-bedroom house, and it's not, I only get $475, and it's, I gotta split the rent, and it's really hard to make three times the income and barely get by. But rent is a lot. It's a big issue here in Oroville, especially because a lot of low-income housing is expensive. Oh, Lord, I would say you got to buy food cheap. You got to go cheap with the food, and you got to keep your bills. I mean, sometimes you got to do monthly payments. You know, got to cut down on a phone bill or something, or like contracts so you can pay. And it's kind of hard because you always got to find that extra money to get by every month. And it's a struggle. It really is a struggle, and it's sad.